In his letter to President Obama, Governor Deal said that the state has no idea where the children are coming from or where they're ending up. Jeffrey Tapia is the executive director of the Latin American Association, whose attorneys work with some of the children during the immigration court process. She told WABE the children are placed with either sponsors or relatives who are identified and vetted by the nonprofits which assist them.
So they know that they're sending them into a situation that is very stable and should not be a burden to the state or the community.
Thursday, Deal spokesperson Brian Robinson told WABE that some of the children are in Northwest Georgia.
We have heard anecdotal evidence from legislators in different parts of the state that there has been a surge in recent months of children from Central America showing up in our school systems, particularly we've heard from the Dalton area.
Robinson added that providing social services for the minors, like health care and free school meals, would be costly for Georgia if the children are given refugee status. But so far, the federal government has not done that. Immigration attorney Rocky Rawcliffe says Governor Deal's claims that the unaccompanied minors will cost the state a lot of money are unsupported.
There's children coming through social federal programs from other states that the governor isn't concerned about knowing that they're here or enrolling in school.
In a statement to WABE, a Dalton Public School spokesperson said, like a number of school systems across Georgia, the district has enrolled about 30 unaccompanied minors from Guatemala and El Salvador during the 2013-14 school year. Rose Scott, WABE News.